Continuing with the chapter on Sidq, on honesty. عن أبي سفيان صخر بن حرب رضي الله عنه في حديثه الطويل في قصه هرقل قال هرقل فماذا يأمركم يعني النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أبو سفيان قلت يقول واعبدوا الله وحده لا تشركوا به شيئا واتركوا ما يقول آباؤكم ويأمرنا بالصلاة والصدق والعفاف والصلة متفق عليه. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he wrote letters to various kings, various leaders, inviting them towards Islam. And one of the leaders that he had written to was Hercules, or in Arabic known as Hiraqal. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wrote to him in the 6th year after Hijrah. So now when he received this letter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he wanted to speak to somebody that was from there, from Rasulullah sallam's area, to get more information about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So at that time, Abu Sufyan was not a Muslim. He was against the Muslims. But he was there with a trade caravan. He was there in Syria at that time. So when he came there, now Hiraqal had summoned for him. He heard that there are some Arab traders that are here. So he summoned for them to get more information about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was a very intelligent man. Hercules was a very intelligent person. So what he did was, he asked from amongst them, does anybody know Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So then Abu Sufyan, he admitted that he knows him. So then what he did was, he was called with the people that he was there with. So he put Abu Sufyan to sit. Then later, Hazrat Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu accepted Islam, but at that time, he was against Islam. So he put him to sit in front of him, and behind him, he made the others sit. So in other words, when he's asking him the question, if he's not answering honestly, he can make out from the facial expressions of those behind that he's not honest. And there's no chance now for him to collaborate with the others with the questions that he's asking, because his other satis are sitting behind him. So this is how he placed him. So he put Abu Sufyan in front, and he put the other satis behind him. So now Abu Sufyan also mentions, it's a long hadith, but in that long hadith he mentions that I was afraid to speak any lie because of the fear that I will be called a liar. Those days, even the non-Muslims also were afraid to be labeled a liar. To be labeled a liar was such a serious thing. Nowadays, Allah Pak save us, Muslims also lie openly and think nothing of it. Those days, even the enemies of Islam were scared that we mustn't be labeled as a liar. So therefore, he said, whatever I was asked, I spoke the truth. So now that comes into this part of the hadith. So many questions were asked to him. One question that was asked to him is what is related in this hadith. Abu Sufyan ibn Harb radiallahu anhu narrates from his lengthy conversation with Hercules that Hercules asked him, what does he, referring to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, order you to do? So one of the questions were asked, what does Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tell you people to do? So I replied, he tells us to worship Allah Ta'ala alone, not to ascribe any partners with him, and abandon what your fathers believed in. He also commands us to establish salah, to be truthful. Now this part of the hadith ties up with this section that we're doing. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commands us to be truthful, to remain chaste, and to maintain family ties. So this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commands us. At the end of that whole discussion that Abu Sufyan was being asked the questions, then one of the things that Hercules or Hiraqal had mentioned, he explained that this is the sign of Iman. And once Iman comes in a person's heart, it will never leave a person. That is Iman. If true Iman comes in a person's heart, he will never ever leave Iman. He will never leave Islam. And then he accepted that what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was saying was correct. He accepted, in his mind he knew that what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was saying was correct. Every question he asked, the answer came back correct. That this is how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is doing. So one thing we learn from here also is that hidayat lies in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give hidayat, Allah ta'ala will give hidayat. It doesn't matter who it is, a person can be the king or he can be the lowest person. Allah ta'ala wants him to get hidayat, he'll get hidayat. At the end there was pressure that had come, immense pressure that came from around him. So he didn't accept Islam. He didn't accept Islam, but the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam reached him, and he also knew that it was correct. But one interesting thing that he mentioned is that when the flavor and the taste of Islam comes in a person, The person will never ever give up his deen. There's one more hadith. And Abi Thabit, وقيل أبي سعيد وقيل أبي الوليد سهل بن حنيف وهو يدري أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من سأل الله تعالى الشهادة بصدق بلغه الله منازل الشهداء وإن مات على فراشه. هذا سهل بن حنيف رضي الله عنه وصحابه who participated in the battle of Badr, he narrated Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the reason he mentioned that he participates in the battle of Badr, or he participated in the battle of Badr, to show that the distinguished class that Allah Ta'ala had given those Sahaba that were the Badri Sahaba, that they participated in the battle of Badr, Allah Ta'ala had given them a special status that these were the Badri Sahaba. So therefore it's mentioned specifically that he participated in the battle of Badr. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one who sincerely asks Allah, who's narrating, Hazrat Sahal ibn Hunayf, mentioning, and Rasulullah mentioned the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one who sincerely asked Allah ta'ala for shahadat martyrdom, Allah ta'ala will raise him to the rank of the shuhada, even if he passes away on his bed. Why? Because he sincerely asked Allah ta'ala, that sincerity is such a thing, that it has such an effect and such a power, that even a person passing away on his bed, but because of the sincerity of his asking, Allah ta'ala will give him the reward of passing away in the battlefield, as though he gave his life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the power that this Siddiq has, this honesty has. My Ustad al-Mufti Sahib mentioned something very nice. He said, every word that a person says has a charge behind it. Every word that a person says has a charge. So according to the level of the charge of that word, that is the level of effect that word will have. So a person can be speaking he can be very eloquent in his speech, he can be a captivator of crowds, but behind that word there is no charge. There is no salat, there is no tilawat of Quran, there is no zikr, there is no honesty in his dealings, there is no akhlaq behind it. So those words may appear very eloquent, but they got no charge, no effect it has. But on the other hand, a person who hardly can speak properly, look at Haji Bhai Paja rahmatullahi alayhi, he would stutter, he wasn't an eloquent speaker, he wasn't a crowd captivator, but how many people's lives changed because of him. So the charge behind the word is more important than the word itself, and that comes when a person is honest, a person has ikhlas. Here we see what power it has. Man is passing away on his bed, but yet he is getting the rank of his shaheed because of the level of honesty. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.